The FBI conducting a criminal investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is focused on the circumstances leading up to it and whether all federal laws were followed. After reporting dismal first quarter sales, Tesla is now planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have these days been warm, but the nights are starting to be very mild. Tonight, clouds on the increase, the overnight low temperature down to about 58. Another warm day tomorrow, we'll say a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 86. Then a weak front approaches on Wednesday. It looks like a dry front, so we'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday, and back to the middle 80s again on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fellas, I'm ready to add up and do my taxes. I don't want to pay that, you know? Like a tax machine? I'm moving, doing it, you know? Can I count it off my deductions? One, two, three, four. Pay up, pay on up. Why they so mean? Pay it up. The IRS machine. machine. You gotta get accountants. Don't wait too long. File an extension. Right on, right on. Pay up.
Pay it up.
Deduct.
Add it up.
Pay up.
Pay it up.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Monday, so we will be heading for the Idiocracy with David Blackman from Texas. I've got stories to tell.
And here they are.
Me and Rosie so far. Jeb, make us feel like we're the New York Yankees.
Please clap.
Well, I feel like a Yankee Junior now. Absolutely.
And I sent you the thing I read earlier in Messenger.
Oh. Oh, the attachment?
Yeah, I think so.
There are women all over the river region, from here up to Slap Out, who are waiting for Joey's attachment. And I got it.
What?
What's it referring to? What do you got, 500,000 people on YouTube now? It's,
Nah, just a few.
Yeah, nobody wants to see me on YouTube. They want to see you. I mean, I can see you got the looks. He's got the face. Hey, I did just stand there for a second. I can't take too much time of your time because we've got David coming up. But I've been doing a lot of core workout stuff, and I learned the glute crunch and demonstrated it for the guys this morning.
You demonstrated your glute crunch?
Yeah. I lay on the floor, and I put my feet up here, mm-hmm. and then you lift.
Yeah, you bridge.
Yeah, while you're squeezing your butt cheeks together.
Right, extending your tailbone.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it does work.
I started this a couple of days ago, along with the regular crunches and stuff.
Sure.
And my keister's killing me, and I love it.
Yeah, I need to keep getting on that, but it's mostly stop pegging out at night.
What else did you do in that? Because you did yoga for a while, hardcore stuff, right? Anything else you recommend, something simple?
No, I think DDP's yoga program's great. DDPY.
Oh, DDPY?
Yeah, and it's not.
I thought that was a yoga
place.
Really
traditional yoga. Like, it's more, there's a lot less of that breathy, like, you know, chakra crap. And a lot more of, like, you can do it, brother. You say you can't, you're right. As Henry Ford said, and it's not just straight up yoga. There's a lot of like push ups and other things. They're really good stretches for your back. I think you could benefit from that, Pop.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to visit me, Sonny.
Oh, good. I hope you're doing all right.
Good boy, Joey.
You feel safe?
Yeah. Well, but given some of the things we were talking about this morning, the women caught between the crossfire. Not to mention the illegals getting dumped at Chantilly.
Hmm.
When does this end, Mr. Mayor? When are we going to have enough police to address situations like this? When are we going to take a stand with these little a-holes and let them know that you just can't flagrantly run around and bust caps on people? It happened up the street at the gas station here, like minutes one morning before I got to work. This is not acceptable under any circumstances, and you're really pushing the freaking envelope. So do something about it! Stop with your initiative. Stop inviting idiots like Pete Buttigieg into town so they can give you a ton of money so you can piss it away on EV chargers on the west side. Just what they need. They can't read. They can't write. They're getting a crap education, but they'll be able to charge their EVs! You suck! How far does the city have to sink? We got a paralyzed woman! Because there's no respect for law and order in this town. By the way, I'd like to compliment listener Nora Renz. I went to get the phone fixed. She's at the counter. We were Facebook friends and had communicated many times. She bought a key lime pie or two for me. So sweet. Our listeners are the best. They really are. And so she actually volunteered, if my phone wasn't ready, to stay there and get it and bring it here. She's a woman who also fosters senior dogs like me and gives them a life. She's just a remarkable person. But that was a nice experience. So there's a little good with the
band.
It's
good seeing you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I went into the...
No, I like it.
Well, I think I speak for a lot of people who have just about had it. Maybe we need to be down at City Hall with burning torches one of these days. You know, when the citizens of the village got pissed off over Frankenstein, they went to see the Burgermeister. And guess what? Mr. Reed, you are the Burgermeister. That's right. Brad's going to join us early today. Rosie, please make a note, 405. And we will be welcoming Mr. Blackman from the Idiocracy here in just a couple minutes. When Brad is on, he'll explain. I guess the market had a good day last I looked. I don't worry too much about it because Brad's my guy. But if you have not taken the time to make an appointment and make some plans for your own financial future, especially protecting and growing the money you work hard to make, 387-0094 is the number for Invista Advisors.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want. And elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, who came out on the potty? This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and heavy nice. My creeper's always stuck. It's our potty body. So our cheeks feel flat. So everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Taxation. The word taxes comes from the Greek word taxabontius, which translated means blood from a stone. Taxes began in ancient Greece during the Golden Age. Thus began the Bronze Age, as ancient Greeks were taxed up the assets were often sold to pay back taxes rather than be in arrears. In medieval times, taxes were paid with goats, sheep, and the occasional chicken. Those unable to pay became eunuchs. Today, taxes, also known as duty, are everywhere. The food we eat, the beer we drink, and the gas we have in our cars. Meet George Bush, president of many faces. During his campaign for president, Americans thought he had promised no new taxes. Right, George?
No. New taxes.
Oh, perhaps we misread your lips. So remember, taxes are your responsibility.
quality. File now or file later. And so concludes the history of taxation.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeehaw! Welcome to the Idiocracy with our blogger buddy, the man with the 10-gallon brain, who is somewhere in Texas, smarter than me, and we look forward to our visit on Monday so we can once again review just how stupid things are in America. David, good afternoon. Jeb, I want you to make David feel like, in his case, a Los Angeles Dodger.
Please clap.
Okay. Where's the clapper?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. Well, that's about as much as I deserve, I think.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, things have never been stupider in America than they are today.
God. We've got a situation here in Montgomery. It's totally tragic. We had a woman, and this is not... I was on the way to work one morning, David. Right up the street from us, there's a gas station on the main boulevard. Some very suspicious people can be found there early in the morning. And many of them stay at this strip of hotels that are right across the street.
Yeah.
And this heartbreaking story about a woman named Amy who got caught in the crossfire. A bullet entered my driver's window, pierced my shoulder, went through my side, hit a rib, my lung, and then severed my spinal cord. As my body convulsed and everything was in slow motion, I knew I wasn't going to make it. I first began to pray, asking the Lord to please forgive me for all my sins, to accept me through the gates of heaven and take care of my family. After I did that, I somehow managed to call Joe and my mom to give them my last words. I love you. You can never tell somebody you love them too much. Make it weird. Just say it randomly all the time because your life could change in a split second like mine did on April 12th. They've done surgery, removed the bullet, but I am paralyzed from my breast line down.
Wow.
I don't know what God has in store for me, but I'm thanking him for allowing me the ability to keep my mind, my voice, and my arms to hug. We have a long, tough, scary road ahead, so please continue with the prayers. This already is a straw that broke the camel's back here. This city is effed up, David. It is effed up from the top down. We didn't defund our police. We just don't hire enough. The budget's there, but we're way short. And they put on this big... speaking of idiocracy, let's start with Pete Buttigieg, who comes to town, and they're excited because they are putting EV chargers into an area where nobody owns an electric vehicle unless it's stolen.
Of course.
And smart bus benches. I can't imagine how much money is being pissed away on this garbage, but I'll tell you this, those things will be good for parts before too long.
And
these benches and stuff, this is, it's just mind-boggling, the stupid.
But it's equity to put the EV chargers in the part of town where no EVs exist. The smart bench, what is a smart bench? I don't even know what that is. What does that mean?
It would be great if the people that used them sat down and got smarter, but I don't think that's how they work. I think it's internet access or something.
Okay, so it's Wi-Fi, all right.
Probably charged with solar panels and all kinds of garbage that will last about 20 minutes.
Probably, yeah.
Once the installation is complete.
Yeah.
And but this kind of garbage with the guns and youths who have no respect for the law, you know, every city has this problem, but the cities that have less of it, and I'm imagining that a good number of Florida cities are like this, they make it clear that we're not going to put up with this. You get caught with this, we are going to prosecute your ass. We're going to send you to jail, and you can talk about what a gangster you are in there. You know, if that's the game you want to play, we'll play. We play for keeps. This just can't continue. Today is tax day, and a good many people are being reminded that they're paying taxes to be treated like crap by this government, by the government that runs this city, and everything in between. All the pandering, all the catering is done to the idiots. And that's why
yes,
we do this.
Exactly.
That's why we do
this. I was reminded this morning, you know, I've never made this connection before this year. But today is also, in addition to being tax day, is the 112th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic.
Right.
And it's beginning to feel like our tax dollars are going to fund a replay of that in this country. Really and truly, I think if Joe Biden gets reelected,
we're
2 to 3 years away. I mean, you put these people back in office for a second term where they don't have to worry about getting reelected, then they're unchecked, and they just do the worst. If you think Biden's just ignoring of the Supreme Court decision, the correct decision, that his student loan forgiveness activities are unconstitutional, and he's just ignoring that and going ahead with it anyway, well, that's a minor thing compared to what we're going to be facing starting next year if he is reelected.
Yeah, where's the enforcement arm of the Supreme Court to arrest Joe Biden on charges of violating the Constitution? That's insurrection, David.
That's a clear insurrection, is exactly what it is, led by the sitting president of the United States.
Here's another love note from Montgomery from my friend Scott. Talk about this town. My buddy got shot in his head Saturday morning or night. He's okay, thank God. Road rage. That's why you take your, you honk at somebody. You may be honking at somebody that's, you know, messed up on meth and in, you know, a state of anger or physical angst that they can't cope with. And that's how they're replying. We have Kilroy online, who knows the woman that got shot. Kilroy.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, what you got for us?
I just kind of appreciate you reading her words. Thank God she's able to at least use her arms and her hands to make a post like that. But I know it's going to mean a lot to everybody that knows her. I missed maybe the beginning of it. You know, she worked in the same office with your friend Morris Capuano.
Really?
At Troy Bank, and my wife also works in that same office. They've been best friends for years. She was a bridesmaid at my wedding. Mm-hmm. And just the random act of you're sitting at a red light in your own town, and you're not even safe there.
No,
it's just put everybody on such a high thing. And any prayers anybody can give, I've seen the power of prayer. A lot of us have, like, prayers are absolutely needed here. And one more thing, tomorrow night a lot of people are going to be converging on the city council meeting, and Amy's mother is on the agenda to speak. So if anybody that's enraged, the rest of us, with the crime rate and the shootings and the mayor not giving a damn, tomorrow night's the time to show up and at least make your presence shown.
Hey, Roy, will you do me a favor and call in again tomorrow? Let's remind everybody. Let's get some people out. We, you know, if we don't make our voices heard, then we deserve whatever we get. This is our only recourse with this clown show that runs this town. It's embarrassing. And it's only getting worse.
Kilroy will be there tomorrow.
And if there's anything we can do for Ms. Dix, please let me know.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All righty. So there you go, David. I made the point before we connected with you. When the villagers got upset about the Frankenstein monster running around, you know, loose, doing whatever the heck he wanted, they lit their torches and they went down to see the Burgermeister.
Yeah.
And we kind of have to do the same thing. I mean, enough is enough. I say that all the time. Why are we not or in other parts of the country where insanity rules, what's wrong with the people that still have their marble collection together saying, you know what, we're kind of sick of this. Today's the day we get our pockets picked by the government. And what are we getting back for that? Smart benches to ride the bus.
Well, that's important in life.
EV chargers.
Have they caught the perpetrator of this crime?
No. And that's...
And let him out on bail free?
No.
Yeah.
Not that I know of. I don't have no justice so far in this case. But it happens all over all the time. And the only reason it does is because nobody tries to commit a crime unless they think there's a good chance I'm not going to get caught or have any consequences, I would think.
Yeah.
That may be an oversimplification, but I think that's pretty true.
I think for the most part that's true, except for crimes of passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like the one O.J. Simpson was not convicted of.
Yeah. I think we talked about this on Friday during our bonus tour of the Idiocracy with the implants.
Yep.
Yet, there are still people out there insisting that O.J. covered for his son. I don't think O.J. Simpson is capable of covering for anybody, including his own flesh and blood. I'm sorry.
That's the dumbest theory of the whole thing. I mean, you know, all the alternative theories that were put out there, that one's the stupidest.
I would have to agree. What in O.J. Simpson's behavior over the course of his career in life tells you that he would be humble enough and sacrificial enough to do that? I don't think so.
No.
Just insane.
Oh, my goodness.
I have been blessed today, David, and I'm proud to announce that I've had absolutely no contact with the Trump trial in New York. What have you gleaned from this event today?
Oh, I haven't had any contact with it either. I've been focused on other things. I did just see a tweet, however, that the corrupt, crooked judge in the case, who's supporting this trial along with the corrupt, crooked district attorney, has informed Trump that he can't miss the phase of the trial on Wednesday, in which they'll still be mired in the middle of jury selection, for his son's high school graduation ceremony.
Trump will not be allowed to attend.
Yeah, he's going to have to miss his son's high school graduation ceremony for this farce.
This is a former president.
Yeah, and a future president, if we have any sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, but again, this just shows you the ugly face of who these people really are.
Yeah. Petty.
Petty, evil people. And evil is an appropriate word for this. I find myself using it more and more often because it's the only word that's truly descriptive. And I had avoided going there for years and years. But I don't see any other way to describe what's going on.
So. These mental patients that are involved with this, including the judge, Judge Merchan, threatens President Trump and the rest if he isn't in court every single day of the trial.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a criminal defendant. I mean, that's traditional, right? But everybody knows this trial's a farce. There's no... First of all, what he's charged with isn't even a crime, first of all. Second of all, everybody knows that the venue should be changed, that there is no way you can select an impartial jury to Donald J. Trump in Manhattan, New York. It's not possible. And the same thing is going to apply to the criminal proceedings in Washington, D.C. that will be coming up later this year. It's simply not possible for this particular defendant to receive a fair trial in Manhattan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows this trial will be lost on appeal. But this is how they get a conviction of a crime that's not a crime.
But you'd be accused of killing somebody in New York and be out on bail and not have to worry about it. But you don't commit a crime, but you're involved in a court case, which is, like you said, totally bogus. And they're going to arrest him. This is a level of smugness.
You know, and if Trump, I have been found myself disagreeing with Mark Gruber when he has said Trump should intentionally force the judge to hold him in contempt and put him in jail. I think Wednesday I will be in agreement with Mark on this.
Okay.
That I think the smart thing for Trump to do would be to say, screw you guys, I'm going to my son's high school graduation. You are welcome to come to his high school and walk, perp walk me out to the car if you really think that's the smart thing to do. And I just think if they did that, it would be, you know, it would really redound against the Democrats' conspiracy here in public opinion. I think pretty much everyone would see that for the you know, the real criminal farce that it is.
Except for those who are truly afflicted with Trump derangements, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's nothing you can do with people like that.
They've been watching The Daily Show try to recapture some of its old glory. Where's my log?
Yeah, Jon Stewart.
Yes, and so he comes back from the dead, at least from a career standpoint. Nothing he did after he left The Daily Show was much of anything.
Yeah, because he's not funny anymore.
No, and here's the thing. It's a one-trick pony. They run a promo, and the first thing is Donald Trump. Stop it, you idiots. Find something else. My God. They don't get it.
No, you would think they would have learned from Stephen Colbert's ratings, right? Which are completely in the toilet because he's a one-trick pony.
Yep.
He's not funny. He was funny 20 years ago. When he was doing The Daily Show as a bit player with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, it was also funny at that time. I used to watch that show.
Yeah, me too. I learned from Jon Stewart how to write and be funny.
It was actually funny. And Stephen Colbert hasn't done anything funny in 8 years.
No.
He hadn't had a funny moment in 8 years.
Well, I did kind of laugh when he went to South Carolina to try and get his sister elected to Congress and failed. That made me smile. That was funny.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
That was a number of years ago, but yeah, he was counting on his big star power.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, there's no there, man. It's just garbage.
Yeah, it is garbage, and see, I think that I think all these late night talk shows are going to be dead within a couple of years. I just think it's all. People have just are past it now. They're just it's like I wrote a piece over the weekend. You may have seen it on Energy about the UN official who made a speech last Wednesday or Thursday at the Chatham House think tank in London, and he told us that you know the climate alarmists are always telling us we have 5 years or 10 years or 7 years, whatever it is, to turn everything around.
I think it's down to two today.
Yeah, he said it's 2 years now. It's 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, it's just like people hear stuff like that now and it just is background noise. It doesn't faze anyone anymore. Because it's the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
You know, you just, they've done too much of it now, and it's lost any meaning at all. And I think these late-night talk show hosts and Jon Stewart, all of them, are in the same boat. They've overplayed that hand, really overplayed it long ago.
David, we got to take our first break here at 3:35. David Blackman with us. We need your blog address so people can use the break time to find you and support your work.
DavidBlackman.substack. For politics, Blackman.substack for energy. I write about both every day.
And I want to thank all of David's readers who have listened to our Idiocracy podcast and Facebook friend of me. I can always tell when you put one of those up because I get a bunch of requests right at the same time. Thank you so much for that, David.
That's good.
All righty. We will return in just a moment with more of this lunacy. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the company to partner up with in the ongoing maintenance of your home. A Clark's Club membership is a $180 investment, not only in two annual tune-ups to your system, which would cost a lot more if you were to just call at random and ask a company to come out and tune your system. It also buys you immediacy. ASAP. So if something goes wrong on the hottest summer day, or all of a sudden you're splashing through your living room because a pipe is broken somewhere, they're on the way. You go to the front of the line when you have a Clark's Club membership, and you can't put a price tag on that when there's a crisis going on. Those HVAC techs will tune your system, make sure it's running efficiently. You're getting some of that money back on lowered energy costs. And you can't put a price tag on immediacy, like the time I was splashing through the living room, and I had no idea where it was coming from. All I know is I needed a plumber ASAP, and I had one from Clark's. 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama, certification number 99004. First trip to the traffic dungeon.
Well, we have one minor little problem. If you're coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound, when you pass Chantilly Parkway, they're adding an extra lane between Chantilly and Taylor. An 18-wheeler and a couple of vehicles got into a skirmish. They are off on the right side of the road, on the other side of the little courtesy barrels that keep you out of the work zone. Just be aware that they're there. Watch out. A lot of folks walking around that accident. Very busy everywhere else. We will keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKenna Toyota needs new vehicles and will make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive to McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey directed that flags be flown at half staff today in honor of 21-year-old Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy Jeremias Young. Young died from his injuries following an on-duty crash while responding to a call. Jeremias Young's funeral service will be held today. Montgomery police are investigating a Saturday shooting that left a man critically injured. MPD responded to the 3800 block of Harrison Road about 11 a.m. to find an unidentified man suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. Police later determined the shooting happened in the 1200 block of Perry Hill Road. Alabamians will go to the polls tomorrow to cast their vote in the 2024 primary runoff elections. The Republican and Democratic runoffs for the 2nd Congressional District are among the biggest races on the ballot. Exercise your right to vote tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. And now try Babbel for free by texting radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have these days been warm, but the nights are starting to be very mild. Tonight, clouds on the increase, the overnight low temperature down to about 58. Another warm day tomorrow, we'll say a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 86. Then a weak front approaches on Wednesday. It looks like a dry front, so we'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday, and back to the middle 80s again on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, here's another example of the idiocracy. This one with a motorcyclist in Michigan.
Trying to antagonize me.
He's doing a wheelie on a freeway. Very nice. All right, he's crawling. I don't know if he would run out of gas or not. He might be out of gas. Looks like he's giving up.
Ton of police, started a chase, and then ran out of gas. Our criminals are among the dumbest in the world.
You gotta love that.
Unbelievable. Would you guys mind standing by while I throw my phone through the window? It's out to get me, David. It is out to get me. It really is. These things.
What, your phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to dictate a text because Brad McDonald, our financial guy, has to come on at 4 today for a couple of minutes to explain why a market that was up 300 at one point took a big dump for some reason.
Oh, it did. Big dump.
And finished in the red, so... Yes, Rosie.
Skipper called and he said, we've got several accidents all over the city and there are no policemen.
Of course not.
So if you get in an accident, you're going to sit and wait.
That includes if you get shot, too, apparently. You'll just be waiting because they're busy guarding those valuable smart bus benches in those new EV chargers they're putting up on the west side. Wow. You know, I don't know what's going to crack first, David. My sanity or what? It's a contest right now. It's a contest, and so far I'm losing. It's the way it is. All right, so we have a former president on trial in New York on specious charges who the judge will not allow to attend his own. They do that for freaking murderers. They take people out of jail so they can attend the funeral of somebody. But Donald Trump, no, you made a big mistake, mister, by getting elected to office here.
It's just... I think that's really stupid on their part, but, you know, they're stupid people, so.
You nailed it, David, when you said he should go ahead and let them bust him at his kid's graduation.
Yeah, I think it would create just an enormous wealth of sympathy for him.
Yeah, it would. He didn't murder anybody. It's not like they're letting Charles Manson out, you know, to do some personal business. And I think... They just live in those who suffer from Trump derangement syndrome live in such a bubble that they really believe that the rest of the world feels the
way. Yes, they honestly do. Actually, they do believe that ordinary people think exactly as they do. They can't understand how anyone can possibly not agree with them on this, and so they behave in that way in which they. You know, they're just so certain of the righteousness of their cause that they never stop to consider, well, what will be the impact if I do this? And it's really extraordinary. It's a form of mental illness, for sure.
Without question. Without question, it is. At 3:45. So, moving on, what country would underwrite or fund both sides of a war? especially when one of the sides is supposed to be an ally. Being an ally of the United States these days guarantees you nothing.
Yeah.
So that would be Israel and Iran. What's going on with that? And by the way, you mentioned that oil prices went down in the middle of all this.
Yeah. Everybody was expecting them to open $3 or $4 up this morning, and they opened 50 cents down and stayed that way all day, which is crazy, insane. But, you know, what kind of country does that? A country that is elected not one, but two people to the presidency who actively hate our country.
Well, we know
and
one.
We've done that.
There's one.
Twice in the last 16 years.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yeah. I mean, and these, you know, both Obama and Biden have a fetish about Iran. With Obama, I think it's ideological. With Biden, I think it's he's probably compromised monetarily where Iran's concerned. And they probably have blackmail data on him. There's no other explanation for what he's done. I mean, as soon as he took office, Greg, he had his people rush over to the UN and demand they lift sanctions on Iran so that Iran could purchase exactly the weapons that were used in the attack on Israel Saturday night. This was one of the very first actions taken by the Biden administration when it was installed in 2021.
I'll bet I can verify that information right now at the New York Times, right?
I'm sure you can. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they reported on it, really viciously at the time. No, you probably couldn't find it anywhere outside of Fox News or the New York Post, but it happened. And then in 2022, in the lead up to the midterm elections, they quietly, they didn't even do it publicly, they just stopped enforcing sanctions on Iran's exports of crude oil. And that has enabled the regime in Iran to profit by well over $100 billion since that time. So that's how they're paying for all this. And that, essentially, that means America has armed and funded both sides in this conflict with our money, your tax dollars, our grandchildren's liability for the debt that we're building up, doing crazy, idiotic things like that. So, yeah, this is America's war. This is another American proxy war in a different part of the world. You know, we have one going on in Ukraine, and now we have another one going on in the Middle East.
And by the way, it's kind of spread here in the protests. The anti-Semitism is in full bloom across the country. Protests of anti-Israeli agitators shut down traffic and disrupt cities across the United States.
Yeah, they blocked the Golden Gate Bridge all day today in San Francisco. And the cops are sitting there doing nothing.
What the hell?
It's an illegal demonstration. They clearly should be taken to jail. The cops are sitting right there, refusing to do anything because I'm sure the mayor told them to stand down. That's Democrat mayor, by the way.
Of course. Same one that looked the other way when all the
stuff. Oh, hey, Greg, we've had a change in oil prices.
Okay, hold on. Let me get everybody's attention properly.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
Breaking news. The WTI price is up 1 cent. 1 cent.
1 cent, is that per gallon or per barrel?
Per barrel. It's going up a penny now.
I just wanted you to know how much I've learned being with you, my energy expert and your buddy.
Oh, goodness.
Well, so it did go up a cent after
one penny
being down all day. Okay. Oh, I just happened to notice I did visit Fox when you brought them up. Alec Baldwin's Rust Armorer sentenced to maximum time.
Yeah, 18 months she got, and, you know, she's kind of taking the fall for Baldwin, although Baldwin's trial's coming up, right? So, you know, maybe he'll get a big sentence, too. He certainly deserves it.
I will have a party at Baumhauer's. If he gets actual time, I will, and maybe it will start a GoFundMe and fly you and your wife in first class, David. Because we do it. There is a nonstop from Dallas to Montgomery, which is...
Oh, sure there is.
So, well, there's only four cities you can fly to nonstop. And Rosie will take you on a tour of the West Side, the bus benches, the smart benches, and the...
yeah.
I'll bring my phone and see if I can get a signal on one of those smart meters.
Oh, man, this is just...
Maybe you can sit there and do your blog, David.
There you go. I could write a piece from a smart bench in Montgomery.
Have you ever written a blog in front of an audience? We could arrange that, too.
I have not done that, no, but we could record.
But, man, you are so prolific and always on top of, you know, with a good take on things that are big stories in the news. And it's... I also love the sense of humor, of course, the absurdities. And there's no end to those. I don't know how you distill it down to, you know, what you do.
Well, it just is 40 years of experience. You know, I wrote my first newspaper column in February of 1986. So I've been doing it for 38 years. Wow. I've been writing about politics and probably 30 years about energy in various publications. So, you know, I've had a lot of experience. When you do something for that long, you figure out how to do it quick.
I see here another story, because we all goose-stepped willingly at first to the COVID fear 4 years ago, and now a woman today is revealing that she snuck ivermectin into a hospital to save her father from dying of COVID.
Good for her. Saved his life.
Every single thing that we were told to embrace, we didn't even have a choice.
Well, yeah. And the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine things were Fauci doing the bidding of the big pharmaceutical companies, because they wanted to make billions of dollars hawking new drugs that don't work nearly as well. I mean, I've urged people, I know I've done this before, people really need to read Robert F. Kennedy's book about Fauci, okay? When you read in chapter one of that book, he describes how Fauci had the CDC issue orders to hospitals to not treat patients before they needed to be hospitalized. You didn't want to do any preventative treatment for patients, and that's what ivermectin is a preventative on a disease like this. If you start taking ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, either one, within the first 24 to 48 hours of showing symptoms, you're going to get better. Ivermectin is a miracle drug, okay?
Yes.
It treats all sorts of different things with ivermectin. It's cheap, and it's plentiful, and it's out there. And that was why he issued that order to the entire medical community in the United States to not do preventative treatment for this disease. He wanted people in the hospitals so they'd have to take the drugs being developed by companies like Pfizer and Moderna and on and on. And they all made hundreds of billions of dollars as a result. And a lot of that got kicked back to Fauci and his NIAIH organization.
Yeah, I remember smug liberals. Ivermectin, what's wrong with you?
It's horse medicine.
Yeah, it's for horses.
Yeah.
And then with the full media enforcement of Mark Zuckerberg and everything else, any counter-arguments to that were shut down or you were kicked off?
I was suspended from Twitter for saying exactly what I just said to this audience twice. For repeating, once time for just... We're just retweeting a tweet that essentially said that.
All right. We have our friend Randall on the line. And Randall, we have about 2 minutes for you because we're coming up to the top of the hour.
My dad always says, he said, great, so he cut you off. Ivermectin, it came from Abramectin, which was developed a man of Japan done this back to cure elephant knees, where your ankles in Africa look like elephant legs. And ivermectin, William Campbell, he got that out of it to cure river blindness, and it done roundworm too for kids. And if you take three, there's five of them. There's four things that come off of ivermectin. Ivermectin, Selamectin, Dormectin, and Ethromectin. And there's three of them in a combination that the Amish take. And once they find out they have cancer, they get CBD and they take three of these and they rotate them and they kill the cancer cells because of this stuff. But it was made for humans from the jump. It was it lying to us. They have changed history right here for our eyes. And Abramectin is where it's derived from. Everything else came from Abram. Go ahead, David. I want to hear what you just said.
No, that's exactly right. They changed everything right before our eyes, and they did it with the willing cooperation of the news media and social media big tech companies. And they did it strictly so they could control your behavior and cost you billions and billions of dollars in drugs that don't work nearly as well. And we know all of that as fact now, okay? I mean, there's nothing arguable about what I just said. That's all in the public record.
And but we're still not going to do nothing about it, though. Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like we're probably 28 years from getting fed up. I think my grandkids might start getting pissed off in 28 years to do something.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is not. It's not
I hope they have the opportunity. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
Randall, we appreciate the call, my friend.
Thank you, Randall.
Thank you so much. All right, at 3:56. We will resume our tour through the Idiocracy after Rest of Our News coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll also talk to Bram McDonald about your money and what happened on the market today. David, we will be back with you ASAP. In the meantime, guys, two things affect most men as we mature. Notice I said most men, because statistically it's true. Erectile dysfunction, low testosterone. Nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about, and it's something you don't want to wait to get fixed. Why would you? Guys hate going to the doctor, I get that. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys like us who don't like to go to the doctor. It's an incredible clinic where your privacy is protected. The reality is pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, studies show that men will be more irritable and argumentative deliberately before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you're seeing an unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive. Or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know that as you age, the testosterone and PSA check should be a part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments, medical treatments that truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, lose weight. You'll even notice an increase in libido. And you can actually book the same day that you call. So guys, time to start feeling amazing and hit your goals for the year by calling 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools, for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, we have several accidents right now. A new one, Taylor at Vaughn. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding there when they can. Coliseum Boulevard at Atlanta Highway. We had an accident there. Three vehicles, injuries involved. I-85 southbound just past Chantilly. Got an 18-wheeler and some vehicles off on the right side of the road in the work zone. Just watch out for those folks walking around. We're hearing they have no accident investigators to work accidents this afternoon. They're scrambling to try to get cops on normal duty, I guess is the best way to put it, to go work these. But if you get in an accident, you may be stuck there for quite a while, as these folks all are. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education,